Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Genesis chapter 22. Now it came about after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you. So Abraham got up early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. And he split wood for the burnt offering and set out and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham raised his eyes and saw the place from a distance. Then Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey, and I and the boy will go over there, and we will worship and return to you. And Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. Isaac spoke to his father Abraham and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. So the two of them walked on together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood, and bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. And Abraham reached out with his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not reach out your hand against the boy, and do not do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham raised his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering in the place of his son. And Abraham named that place, The Lord Will Provide, as it is said to this day, On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son. Indeed, I will greatly bless you and will greatly multiply your seed as the stars of the heavens and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your seed shall possess the gate of their enemies. And in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice.
God intends for those of us who are believers to surrender our will to His. It's our responsibility to trust He will show us the way. Dr. Stanley says, I've learned that while it's a struggle to put everything on the altar, we don't have to understand how God will accomplish His plans. Telling God no because we first want to understand why amounts to getting in our own way. But when we say yes, He can pour out His goodness and reward our obedience. Today's scripture passage shows a remarkable example of relinquishment. Abraham's deep faith in God's trustworthiness allowed him to obey and offer up what was most precious to him, his son Isaac. As a result, the Lord provided a substitutionary sacrifice that day, and also promised Abraham countless descendants, one of whom would be Jesus Christ, the Savior of mankind. God shouldn't be mistaken for a parent who withholds a treat until the child complies. Rather, obedience positions believers to receive what He's already trying to give us, and to accomplish what He has in mind for our life. So, when we fail to trust God enough to do what He says, we could be closing ourselves off from those good things. What has the Lord told you to do? Have you only partially cooperated? Or have you relinquished your need to understand and obeyed completely? If the Lord says to give, know that you too can trust Him to provide.